Hey guys, welcome back to the Bottomless Banter podcast. I am your host Maggie and wow. Guys, it's actually 2023. Don't ask me where I've been though. Don't ask me where I've been because I took a hiatus a bit because I'm doing a little bit of planning and rebranding and trying to strategize on what to bring to you guys. I have episodes lined up, but I just don't know how to take on the task, if you know what I mean. But I'm so happy to be here, guys. It's 2023, and I thought, you know what, for the first episode of 2023, let me come and just reintroduce myself to you guys. Let me come and tell you guys what's the deal this year. And yeah, I am so excited to start on this journey again. And yeah, so as you can see, if you're watching me on YouTube, yes guys, we have a YouTube channel, so make sure you guys go subscribe please to our YouTube channel. For today you're just gonna be seeing my face, but for the coming weeks you're gonna be seeing different people. And I'll be interacting with a lot of different people. I have a lot of upcoming projects with the podcast, so I hope you guys are excited. A lot of interesting conversations. And yeah, as you all know, guys, I love to talk. And I am so grateful for 2022 because I was able to face my fear and actually start up the podcast, because this is something that I've been talking about since 2017. My friends can attest to that. I've been talking about starting a podcast and a YouTube channel for the longest time. I started my YouTube channel in 2018. However, with my YouTube channel, it goes up and down, because I wanted it to be more of a travel channel, travel vlogs and all that. But I don't travel. I don't go anywhere. I just work. So it's difficult to do that. And honestly, the process of creating a video, editing, actually creating the video, is a lot of work. And at that point, I wasn't able to manage work, creating content and stuff. But now when it comes to the podcast, I think it's easier for me because I'm just filming myself talking, you know what I mean? And it's so interesting because, yeah, I think some people are more visual, some people are more audible. Some people like more of listening on podcasts like me. So I hope you guys go to my YouTube channel and subscribe. It's the Bottomless Banter podcast on YouTube, Bottomless Banter podcast on Spotify and all your other podcast listening platforms. Most of the people listen on Spotify, but if you are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, whichever podcast platform, you'll be sure to find my podcast on there. And yeah, thank you very much for everyone who listened to the podcast in 2022. I never expected it, you know. I never, ever, ever expected it. I got over 500 plays. I don't know how many plays I got, but I got a lot of plays on a few episodes. And I'm thanking God because honestly, I thought it was just gonna be me and some of my friends just listening to my podcast. But for everyone who tuned in, everyone who rated my podcast, please continue doing so. And for everyone who also joined me on the hot chair, we're calling this the hot seat, to discuss the various episodes, I'm so grateful and I can't wait to see what 2023 is bringing our way. So for the first episode of the podcast, I was like, you know what, I am going to talk to you guys about what was the topic, let's see, I've even forgotten, I wrote it down on my notes. Now that I'm recording it, it's so weird, you know what I mean? It's so weird recording the episodes, because now you're gonna be seeing me even if I'm looking crusty, because most of the time when you're recording the podcast, I just have a bonnet on, sweatpants, I'm not done up. And please don't expect me to be done up. Unless we reach to a level where I have to be done up, you'll just be listening to me the way I am. But for this episode, I thought we are going to discuss things that 2022 has taught me. Honestly, 2022 for me, to be very, very honest, guys, it was a very tough year. Just in the sense that there was a lot of things going on at the same time. We experienced loss, we experienced happiness, but a lot of mental health stuff as well that I never expected. But I'm here now and I'm happy to to be where I am at now, you know what I mean? There's a point where, like, I was at extremes. I was either extremely happy or extremely sad, or, like, I don't know what the hell was going on with me. I think Mercury was in retrograde. I don't know. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I definitely know that it was probably mostly due to, like, changing hormones, a lot of things are going on, you know what I mean? And I don't know, it was a productive year in the sense where I was able to grow in my career. For those who don't know, I'm an environmental consultant. And before I started this job, I didn't know shit about it, you know what I mean? I didn't know anything. We just know the theory that we learned from school. But I was able to grow in that industry in the sense where, like, now at least I know what I'm doing and I'm trying my best to be better at what I'm doing now. Also, like, in the sense of starting the podcast for me was also a major growth, like, trajectory for me, because, like, I never expected to start the podcast. It's something that I've talked about, but actually getting myself to do it, I wasn't there yet. But yeah, we are here now, and we're here now, and I'm so happy to have taken that step, because I've been able to have a few different conversations. We have 12 episodes, guys. So if you haven't listened, please go listen on Spotify. Please go listen on YouTube, like, on Apple Podcasts and all other platforms. Again, that's me shamelessly plugging myself. Anyway, so yeah, things that 2022 has taught me. First of all, number one, time moves so fast and life is short. Never take it for granted. As I said, 2022, we experienced loss in the sense where, like, loved ones passed away. And what it has taught me is, like, time is so short. Like, time is short. Time is flying. Not so long ago, I was 18 in Kenya trying to figure out how I'm going to come study abroad. And now I'm here. You know what I mean? Like, time has moved so quickly. And they said that when you get older, you see time going so quickly. You know what I mean? And I don't really want to take it for granted. Like, every day these days when I wake up in the morning, I actually thank God, because, like, it is not a privilege. It is not something that we, like it's a privilege, but that's what I mean. It's not something that we should take for granted. That's what I want to say. Like, time is so short, guys. Time is moving so quickly. People are getting babies, people are getting pregnant. Let me tell you, people are getting married. And, like, you know that TikTok, that guy's like, he's like, oh, congratulations, that is me. I'm like, people are getting married, people are getting, like, babies. I'm like, oh my God, we are actually so grown up right now. We are grown up right now. Even if I decided to have a baby right now, I think my parents would probably be okay with it, because I'm a grown up right now. You know what I mean? I'm grown. I have no excuse. Like, I'll say I'm an adult, and I really mean that I'm an adult. You know what I mean? So time is moving so quickly. Time is moving so fast. And just don't take it for granted. Actually, live your life. Live your life. And I only say this because we have only this one life. So if you decide to waste your time and be sad, if you decide to waste your time and not enjoy your life, do whatever you want to do, guys. Nobody is here to judge you. Do whatever the hell you want to do. Be the best version of yourself. Work hard. Try and achieve those goals you want to achieve, but also at the same time, give yourself some grace. You know what I mean? Give yourself some grace to make mistakes, but also learn from those mistakes as well. I think that should be point number two, but I'll put it together with point number one, because life is so short to be beating yourself up. Like, sometimes I was getting so anxious. Let's say, for example, I make a mistake at work. I get so anxious. Like, my anxiety last year was off the roof. Like, I was getting so anxious. It got to a point where I couldn't sleep, because everything would make me so anxious. Like, oh my God, I have to, like, apply for my visa. Oh my God, I have to do this. Oh my God, I have to do this. I have to go to work. I have to do this. I have to do this. It's always I have to. I never took time to, like, focus on myself and just, like, reassure myself that everything is gonna be okay. And even if things are not okay, like make sure I'm good, you know? Like, we don't focus on tomorrow. What do I have now? You know what I mean? So, that's one thing that I have learned this year, and I'm not taking it for granted. I am going to put my mental health first and just tell myself life is so short to be anxious all the time. You need to enjoy yourself. You need to give yourself some grace. You need to give yourself some grace, because if your mental health is not okay, that means that your work won't be fine. That means your relationships won't be okay. That means that a lot of things will not be okay. So try and give yourself some grace. Life is short. Just love the ones you love dearly. You know what I mean? I feel like that goes with my point number two. It says work, cherish your relationships and friendships. I feel like last year for me is when I realized that my friends are actually my family, because like when I needed a lot of support mentally, when I needed a lot of support emotionally, I was running to my friends and my partners. I was just like, I really, really need my mental. The only thing I'd usually go to my friend and be like, yo, my mental health is not okay. Can you just be on the phone with me? And we just talk, have a laugh, because sometimes that's all you need to do. So cherish your friendships. Make sure you check up on your friends, guys. Don't go like 3 weeks without talking to that person who you think you is your number one or day one. At least check up on, even if it's weekly, because I know sometimes with life, things can get a bit busy and you forget to check up on your friends. Please do. Please check up on your friends. Check up on your family. Honestly, guys, love your mom and dad, because we have them right now and they're actually... All right, guys, back to business. I was saying, cherish your mom and dad, because we have them right now. And if you don't have them right now, also cherish your guardians, cherish the people around you, because we're getting older and our parents are getting older as well. So love them. And sometimes just understand them, because sometimes I've realized as I'm getting older, sometimes I disagree with my parents because of things that I don't even understand. And you know, it's because sometimes the way that they think and the way I think sometimes are different, but just understand your parents, love them regardless, and just be there for them. Just be there for them. Like, I can't stress that enough. Be there for your parents. And also, just be there for your friends, yo. Some people are going through it. You know, trigger warning, there's a lot of suicide rates that are going on, guys. Just be there for your friends and cherish your friends, friendships. And love those who you love harder than you've ever loved them before, because you only have today to love them. You get what I mean? So just try your best and love wholeheartedly, live wholeheartedly. That's the essence of what I'm talking about. Okay, another thing that 2022 taught me is to work on your passions and try to enjoy what you do. So for me, like, as I said earlier, I think I've said this twice already, but starting up this podcast was a passion project for me. And it was a big step for me, because honestly, like, it is not something that I anticipated on doing. So it's a passion project. I am so happy to even have a YouTube channel on it. You know what I mean? So work on your passions. If you want to paint, paint. If you want to draw, draw. If you want to go pole dancing, go pole dancing. If you want to do dancing, oh my God, you know, actually, like, my goal this year is actually to do pole dancing. Because, child, I'm trying to be flexible. I'm trying to be flexible. Anyway, aside from that, we'll do 2023 goals and stuff later. But I'm just trying to say that, work on your passions. Because, as I said, you only have now to do that. You know what I mean? So try and do your best to work on your passions. Try and do your best to just do whatever you can now. If you don't have a job that you like, sometimes, guys, to be honest, I'm just gonna say the truth. Sometimes you might be working at a job you don't like, and that's okay. That's okay. Sometimes, you know, all the time, you cut all these TikToks are saying that, oh, you should do a job that you're passionate about. Okay, fine. It would be amazing to do a job that you're passionate about. It will be very amazing. But sometimes you just don't do things that you're passionate about for a period of time. You know what I mean? For a period of time. So just understand that sometimes you have to do what you have to do to bring... What do they say? You have to do what you have to do to make bread or to bring food to the table. You know what I mean? Because if you're there waiting for your passion, sometimes it will take a bit of a longer time to come. So just don't give up on doing something that can help you get money to be able to expand on your passions. You know what I mean? So even if you're working a job that you don't really like, try and make it a bit interesting so that at least when you wake up in the morning, you're not miserable. That's the one thing that's important. When you wake up in the morning, try and make a friend at your job, somebody who keeps you interested, or try and listen to the gossip at work. I don't know. Just try and make it interesting in one way or another so that every time you wake up in the morning, at least you don't hate every day. Because to be honest, sometimes we work where we don't like. Personally, I like my job. My job is okay for me, but there's so much more I could be doing. You know what I mean? So I try and make every day as interesting as possible and work on the things that I love on the weekend so that at least I know that at least I'm living my purpose in one way or another. You know what I mean? Until you get to where you want to get to, just keep at it and know that you're gonna get there regardless, but you have to work hard. Also, this luxury lifestyle, it takes hard work. It doesn't take you waking up in the morning. Okay, you can find a sugar daddy. Okay. You can find a sugar daddy if you want to. If that's the easiest means you want to get your money, sis, I respect the hustle. I respect the hustle, because if it was me in another lifetime, I would. You know what I mean? I've thought about it so many times. It's just because my parents are looking at me. You know what I mean? It's just because. So it means that I have to work a bit more harder to get to that black girl luxury lifestyle. But to be very sincere and honest with you, some things you'll not achieve when you're 22 or 23 or 24 or 25. Some things you'll achieve when you're 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35. You know what I mean? And also it takes a bit of hard work or smart work. For me, I'm trying to implement working smarter, not working harder, because the concept of working hard is really irritating me at the moment. Because there's no way I can be working from 5 to 5 or from 9 to 5 for just this mediocre salary. You know what I mean? The economy is getting steeper. Do you know the rent in Sydney has risen? Like, my rent has risen by $170 fucking dollars. And I'm like, what the hell do you think I'm doing to be able to afford that? And I'm living in the same house with the same pay rate. So how the hell do you want me to afford all of this? You know what I mean? So this black girl luxury lifestyle that we are all seeing on TikTok, we are all seeing on Instagram, guys, it takes a bit of hard work. And it also takes a bit of financial responsibility, because not every day you earn some money and go spend it on Shein and expect to live that black girl luxury lifestyle. You get what I'm saying? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? So I'm also telling myself, because me, I'm good at impulse shopping. Me and impulse shopping like this. Same WhatsApp. So I'm trying to tell myself this year, God, please help me save my money. Help me save my money, because when the way the economy is set up, we might get to a point where we can't afford nothing. So yes, what was even the point that I was talking about? What was I talking about? Yeah, work on your passions and just try and make every day tolerable. If you can't love every day, at least be able to tolerate every day that you wake up in the morning. The other point, work on your finances and save. I think I've already talked about this when I was saying, guys, please, not every day eating out, not every day shopping. There's food at home. Make that rice and stew, put it in your fridge and eat it every day. Like right now, I'm just thinking, bruh, like, I really want some fried rice. And you know, the way I cook my fried rice at home can never taste good enough as the fried rice you eat from a restaurant. Coffee. Let me tell you, if I calculate the amount of money I use on coffee every day, to be honest, guys, it is a lot of money. So this year, actually, 2023, the month of January, I'm actually proud of myself, because I think my coffee intake has, I've not spent a lot on coffee, because I've been making my coffee at home. But the coffee from McDonald's, let me tell you, the iced coffee from McDonald's is unshakable. It's unshakable. And no one can tell me anything. I've tasted a lot of iced coffees and nothing can beat McDonald's. Nothing can beat McDonald's coffee. Let me tell you that for sure, for shizzy. The McDonald's iced coffee, bangs like a mofo. So, but I've tried my best to be drinking that coffee at home. I've made myself some coffee at home. I'm trying to eat at home because I need to save some money, guys. If you want to do the Dirty December in Ghana, in December, hey, guys, hold me accountable. I need to save some money. I need to leave this country. I need to. Because I'm so tired of being in Australia. Like, Australia is actually, like, I'm almost exploding. I just need to get out of Australia by force, by fire. Come rain, come sunshine, rain, cats, and dogs. I'm leaving this country to go to Kenya, to go to Ghana, to go somewhere. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm trying my best to live my best life this year. And that takes me being very frugal with my finances because I want more money and I need more money. I don't know where I'm going to get more money, but I really need more money. So, guys, if you have any ideas of how we can make more money, please just come and talk to me because, yeah. All right. So make sure you save your finances because last year I was shown dust in because like there's so many things that come up at the same time. And being the firstborn child, you have a lot of responsibilities, sometimes responsibilities you didn't even know you have. So make sure you try your best and be frugal with your finances so that you don't get shocked at the end of the day. All right, write things down so that you don't forget. A lot of ideas that I've come up with, especially like this podcast, the podcast name, people have told me it's unique. And if you think it's unique, please put a like there on the red button there. Wait, on the subscribe first and also like the video. The Bottomless Matter podcast, I was thinking about it in my head and I was like, damn, that would be a very nice podcast name, you know, because I was thinking what can be unique and funny, you know what I mean? So I feel like when you have an idea, make sure you write it down so that you don't forget because it can be a gold mine. And then you forget what happens now. You know what I mean? What happens if you've forgotten? So try your best and just write your ideas down, note it down, even if it's quickly using Siri, put it on your notes so that you don't forget because I think that's very important. And also sometimes when you're talking to someone and they say a gem, listen, don't be hearing and not listening. Sometimes you can hear but not listen. So try and listen to what people are saying because sometimes people, you think they're talking shit, but they're actually speaking facts. So try and listen to what people are saying and you can note it down so that you don't forget and maybe you can tell that thing to someone else. All right, the third last point, please use SPF. Please use SPF. If for those who don't know, SPF is what is it called? SPF is sunscreen. I was about to say screen protect. SPF is sunscreen. Guys, it has changed my skincare game a lot. My skin was never this clear. You know, I don't even have makeup on. I don't even have makeup on. Surprise. Surprise, guys. I don't have makeup on. Wow. Why did God, like, God gave me all this beauty, guys. All this beauty, let me tell you. All this beauty. But SPF will change your life. You know why? Because I learned, especially if you're prone to hyperpigmentation or you have a lot of skin hyperpigmentation, if you don't put on SPF and you go, like, this Australian sun burns and this, it's scorching hot. Did you see what the, it was 31 degrees the day before yesterday. Let me tell you, your black spots will get darker and it's gonna be harder to get rid of them. So make sure you put on SPF, guys. And for SPF, if you don't know, I think you're supposed to apply it after every 15 minutes. Sometimes you don't remember to do that. So maybe morning, lunchtime, and maybe there evening, at 3 o'clock there, like try and put on SPF, guys. Even if it's once a day, at least try because it will save you from a lot of problems. And even you black people, please put on some SPF. It's not only white people who put on SPF. Because I've talked to a lot of black people who don't put on SPF. And I'm like, guys, you have to put on SPF. It is a must. I think all of my friends now put on SPF just because I have been like singing to them, please, please put on SPF. Thank you for those who listen to me. Because see, your skincare game has changed. Anyway, put on SPF. SPF is a game changer. You can also, black people can also get skin cancer. So make sure you put on some SPF, guys. Make sure you put on some SPF. My second last point is, or no, this is my last point actually. It says you don't have to have it all figured out. You still have a long life ahead of you. Okay, this is the meat of what I want to talk about today. For me, as I said earlier, I was going through a lot of anxiety. Like, guys, my anxiety was off the charts. And this is because, like, I am a very ambitious person. And, like, there's a certain place I expected myself to be at this particular point in my life. And I know I'm not badly off comparing myself to other people. But that's a thing. I don't want to compare myself to other people. That's something that... those who are listening, sorry, the camera cut off after I think 45 minutes. Anyway, one problem I had was comparing myself to other people. Like, let me tell you, that one is the enemy of progress. When you start comparing yourself to other people, sometimes you don't think you're good enough. Sometimes you think, oh my God, like, I'm wasting my life. Like, I'm 25 and I haven't done shit. 1997 babies, where are you now? You remember the time you were saying, oh, I'm just 20. Let me tell you. I work somewhere and I see people who are 20 years old. I'm like, guy, you're such babies. But you're 25. You can see, like, you're young still. You have enough time to do whatever you need to do. Sometimes we compare ourselves to people who are 40, who are 30, and have already, like, are at the peak of their careers, you know what I mean? And I know there are those people who are still our ages and are doing so much better than we are, but you have to realize people are on different paths in this life. Like, no two hands are the same. Like, if you look, even these two hands, your left and your right hand, they're not the same. And your hand and someone else's hand can never be the same. So you're on different paths. The race is different, and it is not a race. You don't have to compete with anyone but yourself, and the only thing that you have to do is beat your best performance. So, you know your record, beat that record. For me, my dream was to have a lot of businesses by now, but I don't know how I would have done it because I'm still in school. I'm still trying to figure myself out. I'm still trying to figure my relationships out. I still don't know anything about life. And the thing is, we have a long life to live. In Jesus' name, amen. We have a long life to live. So there's no point of crying about it right now. And that's something that I am really, really and truly trying to tell myself. Really and truly trying to tell myself, because sometimes I beat myself up so much in the sense where, like, I compare myself a lot with other people, and I shouldn't do that, but I end up doing it anyway. And it's not something that I appreciate for myself. Like, I am happy with where I am right now, and I know I can do better, and I know I will do better. So it is just upon me to just work a bit harder to get where I want to be. So no comparing yourself to other people. Sometimes take that Instagram detox because you need it. Because I realize that sometimes being on Instagram every day, 365 days of the year, will kill you, because there's a lot of things that go up. Even this thing about waking up in the morning and the first thing you check is Instagram. At least, girl, say a damn prayer, because you're waking up at 4 in the morning, or 5 in the morning, or 6, or whatever time you wake up, and the first thing you see on Instagram is this person has died, or this person has won 50 million, or whatever you see on Instagram. It is not really healthy for yourself. And that's one thing I'm also trying to learn for myself. Like, when I wake up in the morning, at least give yourself, at least, guys, 30 minutes to yourself. Do your skincare routine, do your meditation, or have breakfast or something, and give yourself some time to just get your mind together before you go on social media. Because as you guys have noticed, I used to be so active on social media. I'm gonna be more active, but I'm gonna be intentionally active, in the sense where sometimes you give it a bit of time, give it a bit of detoxing, because not every day Instagram and Snapchat. Sometimes you need that, like, detachment from the world so that you can figure things out. Like, that is one main reason why I took a pause a bit from the podcast, because I wanted to know what trajectory I want to take this podcast to. I know I'm awesome. I know I'm great. I know I'm a bad bitch, and I know things are gonna work out the way they should, but you have to also allow yourself to speak to your guides and to, like, just listen to yourself, and so that you can figure out where you want to go. You know what I mean? So don't stress, hun. Things are going to happen the way they should happen, but stop comparing yourself and stop letting anxiety and fear lead you. You know, that's actually the worst, because that's the route to failure. If you let your anxieties and your fears lead you, you'll not go anywhere. Take that leap of faith. And also, as I said, guys, mental health is so important, and that's one thing that 2022 taught me, and that's one thing that I'm gonna stress so much in 2023. Please hold yourself accountable for your mental health and your friends, and you should check up on your friends, and your friends should check up on yourself, check up on you as well. Ask them, how's your mental health? Like, are you okay? Is anything going on that I could help you with? And if you can afford therapy, please seek therapy, because we are going through so much. And sometimes, like with our generation, we look for instant gratification, and that can be a really good cause of depression, because we will not achieve everything by a click of a button. You know what I mean? So try your best and put your mental health first. If you need to be off social media, do it. If you need to just be by yourself for a bit, do it, but don't be isolate yourself from everyone. This thing about cutting people off, I beg, give your friends some grace. Sometimes it's not about cutting them off, it's about forgiving those who wronged you. Some people I will never forgive, but forgive some people who wrong you. Be a better person than me. Be a better person than me, child. But anyway, yeah, sometimes it's not about cutting people off, it's about giving yourself some grace, giving the people that you love some grace, just forgiving. Because if you hold that grudge, okay, where will it take you? You know what I mean? So be better than me, child, and do what you need to do to put yourself first. And at least sometimes go for a damn walk, guys. Go for a damn walk. Not every day when you are going through some mental health issues, or when you're going through it, you grab a glass of wine. I'm gonna talk about it, because not every day we will romanticize alcoholism. And I'm telling myself that too. I'm telling myself that not every day when you're stressed, you grab a glass of wine. At least go for a damn walk, or go to the gym and release that stress there. Because I feel like, bruh, you know, like, I realized that sometimes we drink, like, intentionally, but we don't know that it is too much. You know, it is too damn much. Like, at least give yourself a damn break. So try and do more exercises if you're stressed out, or meditate, or do something else. Not every day a glass of wine, because that glass of wine will be two glasses of wine, then will be the whole damn bottle. So check yourself there, because I'm checking myself too. And yeah, guys, that's what 2022 has taught me. I won't speak too much, because I know we have a lot to talk about in 2023. A lot of conversations, a lot of fun people. And also, if you want to be on the podcast, just let me know. You have to be based in Sydney, or at least somewhere where I can reach you. Because if you're in Kenya, or unless I'm in Kenya, or if you're in, like, I don't know where, and we can't sit and have a conversation. Oh, we can have Zoom conversations. Yeah, so try up. If you want to be on the podcast, just let me know. We will create some content, because I'm trying to make my podcast a creative outlet for creatives to come and talk about their shit and just be yourself and have a lot of laughter and a lot of conversations that most of the people in the society think that is taboo. So we are trying to normalize speaking about things that we talk about every day in our group chats. We talk about every day with our friends, but you actually can't talk about it to people. So, and all the conversations that we also have in our group chats, we are going to be talking about them here. So yeah, I really thank you guys for everyone who listened to my podcast last year. And yeah, please tune in 2023, and welcome to my channel, guys. It's the Bottomless Banter podcast. I'm gonna end this podcast by saying, guys, please subscribe to my channel, because I will be editing two portions, the podcast portion and the YouTube channel portion. So please support me by subscribing, and I will catch you guys in episode. Hey, by the way, PS, I fucked up with YouTube, you can't curse. I effed up with the podcast numbering. I think I fixed it up right now. So I think right now I'm either in episode 13 or no. Yeah, episode 13 or 14. So yeah, please just catch up with the podcast that you've missed if you're starting off with the YouTube channel. And I will see you guys in my next episode. I love you guys, and I will see you guys next week. Every episode will be coming out on Thursday. Okay, bye-bye.